You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs.
I play video games.
News and LaGrimmie with your hosts, John DeLuna, XB,
X-Chicken,
Weebum.
Damn right I am.
And Rob.
Here we go.
News and LaGrimmie.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna. Welcome to New Soundwave 101. Wow, it's like we've been reborn, fresh and new, kind of, right? Sorta. No.
Yes.
No.
No. With me this week, a bunch of old farts, apparently. XV, new Rob, Peter, and steering this ship, JD. JD is at the helm. JD is producing instead of Brian this week. JD will do a fantastic job. He may even chime in every now and then. You never know. He's crazy like that. Hey guys.
When Kilby does it, we'll be able to actually hear JD over the stream.
Yeah, it won't be just like our delusions this time.
Yes.
It'll be a person. God. It will be a person.
That's doubtful. Okay. I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know, JD. You can contribute. JD is in the middle of a Pokemon
binge.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm.
Yeah, it's definitely a binge because all four of us said binge at the same time. So, yeah.
Wow. Now we're just waiting for when the purge phase starts.
Apparently, yeah. I need help.
Pokemon spewing everywhere.
Yeah. When you can't stop playing the final four over and over and over and over again.
Ah.
Yeah, you've all got right. problems.
I'm going to sneak into the background now.
Okay, so... just first, our contest for New Soundwave 100, we've had a good response, but we're also going to extend it a week. I will tweet all the rules to everybody who wants to know how to win 1,600 Microsoft points when the show is over, but we're going to extend it one more week. Guys, of course, the big news this week is Arkham City. This crazy game called Arkham City is out. It's getting boffo reviews. It's the sequel to Arkham Asylum. We'll talk about it at length. At the end of the show, it'll be our topic. But real quick first, Peter, I know you've got the game. I've got the game. XV, do you have the game? No? Are you going to get the game? Rob, I know you pleaded poverty, which I completely
yes.
to. But I assume at some point you'll probably give the game a whirl. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
It's on your radar. Okay, so we'll dive
One
into
day I'll it. Actually even play Arkham Asylum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Revoke your gamer card right now.
Dude, you know what? You know what? You said to me when I said I didn't play Saints Row, you're like, it's so cheap now, blah, blah, blah. It's
How
really cheap
is Arkham Asylum now?
It's pretty cheap.
It's $20 or free with certain pre-orders, which I guess are over now. So it's $20, XV.
Well,
so.
When it gets down to the $15 I paid for Saints Row 2, then we'll talk okay. about it again.
I bet you if you look on
I'm a cheap-ass gamer, not to be confused with the website.
That's the quote of the night. I bet if you look at eBay, you may be able to get something for it.
Yeah, probably. I just don't really think about that. I don't even remember how long it's been since I've bought a new video game.
The only reason I bought Arkham City new is because I had a gift card. The magic of gift cards.
Well, by new, I'm also admitting new to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Catwoman for free. That sounds awesome.
Did you get Halle Berry Catwoman for free?
No, thank God. No.
I think they have to pay you to take that.
Yes. Right. Yes. So right. So right.
It's going to be like Clockwork Orange for me, Dad.
I've never seen that movie. Have any of you guys actually seen that?
Yeah. You know, Hey Mickey from Superhero Time swears by that movie.
Well, Peter, you said you saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird. They're trying to brainwash him at one point. And what they do is they just have this like hat on his head and they like pull his eyes open like this. I know it's kind of hard to see because my eyes are already small enough as they are. So it's kind of hard to pull them apart. But they kind of pull him like this and just so it brainwashes him. So he never closes his eyes kind of thing. So
I remember, remember the cartoon Eek the Cat on Fox in the early 90s?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
They did a parody of that as one of the shorts.
Nice, nice. You know what makes this conversation so much better is when I asked Peter if he had seen that movie. I meant the Halle Berry movie. The Halle Berry.
Oh,
movie.
Hell no!
So if that actually happens in that movie, I'm all about that.
Hey,
yeah, and actually, Eek the Cat did parody the Halle Berry Catwoman like 15 years before it was even made.
See.
Wait, so actually, did you say that Hey Mickey swears by the Halle Berry Catwoman movie?
Yes.
He does. Wow.
Wow. I thought we were on the Clockwork Orange topic. I'm sorry.
Do we even know? Does anybody even know the villain in that movie? What the heck?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Nice. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. I gotta look that up. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk about.
Well, Catwoman is a villain. She doesn't really have villains of her own, does she?
Oh, she wasn't playing like good, like the good, like Catwoman on a good streak.
I guess it's kind of like Returns too. She wasn't exactly the main villain.
Let's see here.
But then you have to actually stop and remember Batman Returns also, which.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's no other like significant villain hero in this thing, man. Oh, by the way, the budget was $100 million. Box office was 82. Oh, not good.
Wait. It actually made 82.
Well, I'm sure it had like a good opening weekend. You know, I mean, people got sucked in.
Well, it probably had a good opening night, and yes. Then. You know, everybody knew not to go the next day.
Yeah, the morning after, everybody's like, no, don't do it, man.
It's kind of like after an awkward bar hop.
Yeah, or just like a bad date. It's like, I thought it sounded great, but it's just a mess. Okay, so this one's for JD. PokemonGray.com has been registered. So hot on the heels of Pokemon Black and Pokemon White, we get Pokemon Gray.
Creative.
Yes.
Man, why not have Pokemon Polka Dot or Checkerboard or something?
And I just bought that game. I just bought Black and White. Damn it.
This should be good, though.
This is probably the what Elite version. There's always like a remix kind of version.
This is the Platinum and Emerald and Crystal. And
right.
Yellow.
Yeah.
You will buy it.
Probably.
And you'll like it.
Just as Crystal was Game Boy Color exclusive, I would lay good money on this ending up a 3DS exclusive.
Oh, well, then I don't have to worry about it, because I don't have
to worry about it. Okay, you're spared. So yes, if you're keeping track and if you're counting, this is going to be the third version of the fifth generation Pokemon.
Oh, Lord in heaven. What?
There's at least 15, or at least 18 different, mainline Pokemon titles by now, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you count them. I mean, I have a hard time counting like, you know, Heart Gold and so Soul Silver as two different games. It's the same game, just with different Pokemon. I mean,
yeah, but just said, though, it's a semantics thing,
right?
Yeah,
absolutely. So, and then there's also the one-offs, like what the N64 game. I don't know what you call
Pokemon
that.
Snap.
Yeah. Oh well, there's like those are like not. I mean, there's like
I was saying though, like mainline,
right?
Pokemon
sure. Yeah, like the true portable Pokemon game. Yeah, I got you. Okay, so what is coming back that hasn't been, unlike Pokemon, like a steady stream of these? NFL Blitz is coming back. Holy crap. It's apparently going to be just like the NBA Jam remake. So it releases on the 3rd of January, which is pretty quick because it was announced today. It's essentially going to be what looks like to be kind of a cosmetic makeover update, love letter, what have you, to Blitz 99. Probably going to have a lower price. It'll probably be like $40. And it'll definitely be a disc. So unlike NBA Jam, which kind of got a raw deal because it started as DLC, it was kind of treated as like not a serious game.
Well, I mean, it came out on disc for the Wii. It was a
it came out on the disc like later. Like, here's what I really wanted, you know, for $40.
Well, it came out on the Wii at the same day that they released the stripped down versions on Xbox.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's slightly less.
Yeah, but now the full blown edition is now on Xbox Live Arcade and then PlayStation
The On Fire edition, right?
Right.
Yes. So the one that we wanted comes 6 months late. So hopefully NFL Blitz will be a complete game, full game. Oh, by the way, hey, NBA Jam On Fire is buggy as hell. Have you played that? It's got some bugs, man. It is not good. No bueno.
Kind of glad
no
I bueno. Didn't get it then.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of sucks. Anyway, NFL Blitz will hopefully not suck.
What I'm kind of surprised about is that NFL Blitz used to be a different company, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's see, who owns the rights to it right now? It used to be, it's an EA game, I think, now. Is that right? I think they own rights to it. Yeah,
because it has NFL
Midway.
In it.
It used
so, yeah.
to be Midway, right? Wasn't it Midway?
You're right.
They have exclusive NFL gaming rights.
They do, so they must have bought it or something.
Yeah, I think they own it somehow through Midway or a sister company or something like that. It's like everything in the world is owned by like three video game companies at this point, you know? So yes. So look out for that. Hey, another reminder that we're old as hell is GTA 3 is 10 years old now.
Holy smokes.
Oh my gosh. So here's the open world gaming at its finest.
I remember how good.
Maybe not finest, but.
But at its.
Well, back then, that game was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
The game was fantastic until something better came along.
Yes. Isn't that true? That's so true.
Was that the version that you had to, like, exercise in?
No, that was San Andreas.
Oh, San Andreas. Okay, good.
And, you know, there was cheat codes to get around
cool,
that.
Guys.
Oh, okay.
You know, what I did was I would go into, like, the burger joint and the chicken joints and just eat to the point where he was so big that he. Like ran down a quarter of the street and he would just be like panting and dying. It was ridiculous.
And then if you eat a little bit more than that, he starts throwing up.
Yes. Does he? Are you kidding?
Yeah, he does.
And that's why we love video games.
Yeah, you can eat to the point of vomiting.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's really gross.
They programmed that. Yes, they did. They really put that in the game.
But you know, I think. At least in like the PS2 generation, I think the open world thing was really at its peak with the Spider-Man 2 movie game.
Oh yeah, was that? I never played that game. Honestly,
you never played that?
Good.
No,
oh,
it was great.
No.
Now Spider-Man. Now Spider-Man 3, which was basically the same concept, was made quite a bit worse.
Yeah. I think it was a different developer. That's why. Right,
but you know, if you still have a PS2 hooked up, you know, find a copy of Spider-Man 2. It's definitely worth getting and playing even now.
Well, you can play it on GameCube as well. It's available on GameCube too.
Also, okay. Xbox, and it may possibly be 360 backwards compatible. I am not sure about that.
In any case, look into that, John. It's definitely worth.
Yes, it sounds like there are options.
Yes.
Yeah. Game.
Yeah.
It was a good
very
game.
Good. Very good. Very good. Hey, Friday, mark your calendars. Nintendo, they're going to drop their pants one more time and pray that this time you pull the trigger on a 3DS. It looks like Nintendo's head honcho, Mr. Iwata, will be hosting a pre-recorded press conference this Friday. That's really weird. A pre-recorded press conference that you can watch from the comfort of your home or desk. The conference will be a Nintendo 3DS new information internet presentation. That is office speak for, oh God, oh God. How about this? How about this? So if you're on the fence, maybe now we'll hear a little bit about Mario Kart 7, perhaps a firmware update. Beyond that, who knows? Some people even speculate it will be about a 3DS redesign.
That's kind of what I'm thinking at this point, because what else is there to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the software kind of is what it is, I guess. It's, yeah. You know, we know it's coming.
The software doesn't seem like a thing to have a press statement for.
Right. Unless it's moved up in release date, and there's no way that's happening. So.
And even then, that's kind of tenuous, I think.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, sure. I don't know. I mean, just real quickly, I guess. The system just seems cursed. I mean, it just seems like it just didn't work. It's kind of sad.
This is kind of like where the Wii was, where it's not a great step forward in technological aspects, but it had an innovative interactive element and user interface that caught on. The 3DS's gimmick didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's very true.
The Wii would have had the same thing happen if it had not been for the motion controls.
That's really true. You know, one thing about the Wii too is like the motion controls. I'm sure they had been done somewhere somehow at some point before, but the way the Wii did
it felt innovative.
Well, there you go. Right. Absolutely. It felt completely different, and it was like, oh, this is a piece of the future. Like, this feels like it's from another time almost, you know, in a weird way. People are like, oh, wow, you know, this isn't like how we do things now. It feels like a leap. And then the 3DS comes along and it feels like it's just another part of the 3D fad that's going on right now. Yeah.
And
that people are already kind of like
downturn.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and people are already kind of jaded about it. You know, it's like, oh, I got to pay like $30 to go see a movie. You know, and they're like, is that what this is about? So, yeah. Well, let me tell you, fellas, if you've got $250 or better yet, $300 and a hankering for some real handheld action, that's what she said, the Vita is going to come out on February 22nd. 2/22/12.
That's my birthday, so so there you go. Get me one for my birthday, thanks.
Okay, hey, John, I'll pitch in. We'll do a donation drive for JD to get a Vita. How about that?
Hey, John, if you still plan on buying this, remember to save up your money and save up your disappointment so you can expel them all at once. At
the sweet. I'll spend it all, baby. I'll saunter up to GameStop and just start crying as I'm writing the check. It'll be great. Really great. You know, the best thing is, like, I'm not even sure. I can't even remember, and I'm guessing there's no bundle game. I mean, this is like $250.
Is it a game?
Well, I mean, I would hope, but it's what is it going to be, like God of War? And it's going to be Street Fighter Cross Tekken, I guess. I think that's a launch title, which I'm sorry. I don't take like fighting games on a handheld completely seriously. Like, I can't accept that as like as the real deal experience in that genre. It's nice. It's fun, I guess. But the real deal is in the arcades or, you know, console. Anyway, yes. Okay, so 2/22. It's JD's birthday. Everybody, let's get him one. It'll actually be funny because then he'll be stuck with this high-powered piece of hardware where the games are like $70 and their memory sticks.
Hey. You know, my PSP now, I basically just use it to watch movies on and, like, surf the net. Well, I used to use it to surf the net before I had my smartphone. So now I just use it to watch movies on in the other room. But, of course, now I have a TV in that room. So I don't even use my PSP anymore. So
So good times. Good times. Okay, so before we go to commercial, when we come back, we'll talk about the new releases for the week. There's some interesting ones. And then chiefly, we will talk about Arkham City, which also came out this week. So you are watching New Soundwave 101.
Magneto has arrived, only in X-Men 2 for Sega Genesis. Now 2 can play the most mutant heroes. And Magneto.
Sega!
Marvel's X-Men 2 for Sega Genesis. Hardware and game cartridge, each sold separately.
So many dead.
They died fighting for freedom and justice.
The reign of the Manhunters begins now.
Rise of the Manhunters, rated E10-T. Emerald Knights on Blu-ray now, and see the film in theaters now.
Had you ever considered that all this is your fault? Your presence creates these animals.
Heads and tails, kitty cat.
Oh, over my nice new outfit. This place is dangerous. I like it.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Nice of you to say, but you of all people should know there's plenty wrong with me.
Pikachu.
New Soundwave.
I would like to say we are back, gentlemen. Okay, so new releases this week. Let's see here. We've got Ratchet and Clank All for One. Yes, they are still making Ratchet and Clank games. Hallelujah.
Actually, is it going to be a Ratchet and Clank for the Vita when it comes out?
Probably, I guess. Or am I going to guess? That would probably make more sense and be probably a little sadder. A little bit more pathetic if we did that. Okay, so Ratchet and Clank All for One. By the way, that is spelled A-L-L. The number 4, O-N-E, ha ha ha. It introduces four-player co-op. Yeah, no, that's not how you spell it. Kids these days. It introduces four-player co-op, so I guess there's some meaning to this. It allows players to team up as Ratchet, Clank, Quark, or Dr. Nefarious, so punny, to wage battles across an untamed alien planet. Very nice. Or so the press release says. Also out this week, DLC for, let's see here, Day X, Human Revolution for the 360 and the PC, The Missing Link. It's a new DLC. It'll provide deeper insight into the conspiracy. Visual improvements, new characters and enemies, and a twist on gameplay. Also out this week, Sims 3 Pets. Yes, it is a pet-centric Sims 3.
How, it gives you how control much over is the this game?
How much is the pets one?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't mean
hell if I know. There's no way to for us to find that out, Peter, ever. So while I'm looking up the price, I will tell you, yes, you control the look and the personality of your pet, your fake pet in a fake world. $32 to make your own Moody Sharpay in a fake world. Okay, one more before we get to Arkham City. Skylanders, which, if you ask, what is that? Skylanders is the first significant Spyro game in years. Yes, Spyro the Dragon. This is
at least a decade.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's not a PlayStation exclusive. That's kind of crazy.
No, it's not. That shows that they want people to play it. So this is a mix of Webkinz, Pokemon, and an empty wallet. So let me try to explain this real quick before we jump to Arkham City. So it's a mix. It's just like Webkinz in that you buy the game and you get three toys, three figures. You get Spyro and a couple of his friends. Like Pokemon, there are different types of creatures in this world. So, you know, think fire type, electric type, that kind of thing. Magic type, which I think Spyro happens to be. You also get a little base, and in each character there's probably like an RFID chip or something in it that is unique to each character. So the Spyro you get has a chip that is different from any other Spyro in the world. So when you plug these toys into the base, the game, you know, creates that toy as a little animated avatar within the game, and you can buy stuff for him. You can buy hats and, you know, different kind of like visual aids and power-ups and stuff like that and play the game with them. And then, like I said, your characters are completely unique. They are yours. If you want more, you're going to have to buy more. You're going to have to buy the rest of his happy crew. And if you want to play the game at its full experience, so all the character types and all the characters and stuff, it will only set you back about $300. So that is a bargain and a half, fellas. I guess the only significant thing about this is like, oh, hey, it's Spyro, and it's like somewhat notable. And it's hella expensive. And it's also Webkinz, Pokemon, and every other idea from the last decade. All wrapped in one. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, I don't see any Yu-Gi-Oh! In here, so...
That's true. There's no cards yet, but wait for the sequel. Yeah, that's right. Give it time. Okay, Arkham City. So, a little background before we get into this. Arkham City came out this week. It is a sequel to Arkham Asylum. Rocksteady has apparently done it again. It doesn't break any new ground, earth-shattering ground, but it is a clear improvement and kind of evolution of Arkham Asylum. They took everything that Arkham Asylum does well and did more of it. A couple of things about it. Same great controls, the animation, the different modes like detective mode. They function about the same. They look a little slicker, a little nicer. The big thing that we can talk about before getting into the game itself, Peter, is Catwoman. Okay, so Catwoman is apparently a lightning rod. She's the source of some controversy, some problems. Problems, dog. So some of the games have shipped. She has DLC. So let me back up here. So first of all, the first complaint we're getting right now in the first few days of the game is Catwoman was teased as a big part of the game. So it's going to be awesome. You're going to play as Catwoman. It's going to be sick. It's going to be this like, you know, great, you know, addition to the gameplay. So that's how she was teased.
Right.
Oh, wait, we forgot to tell you. She is a DLC. She's also free if you buy the game new. She's $10 otherwise. And she is sort of integrated into the story, but not really. So if you don't get her, you won't miss anything. Also, she controls essentially just like Batman. So she's kind of like, you know, cross-dressing Batman with a whip.
I'm sure that really appeals to at least somebody out there.
Hell yeah. I think I sold, right. I think I sold some DLC codes right now. So there's a little bit of a feeling of a bait and switch when you're like, when, you know, they're up until like day of release, they're like, Catwoman's awesome. Catwoman's great. You're going to love Catwoman. Catwoman is $10. Thank you very much. You know, when it releases. So there's a little bit of bait and switch there. And also, you know, she's not that big of a deal. The other thing is for some people, and this includes people who bought the collector's edition, which is $100. When they cracked open their game, there was no Catwoman code. The little insert that had the Catwoman code for you to, you know, as a first time buyer put in, the card was blank. Whoops. So yes, that's a problem. The other problem before we get into the game too, Peter, one last thing I forgot about Catwoman. This is almost a discussion in and of itself. Is that she is being used as a first-time buyer incentive. So you get the code in the brand new game, you input the code, and you can play as Catwoman in the side missions and all that jazz. Well, that's done to curb used game sales, obviously. Well, apparently, GameStop didn't like the sound of that, or they were... probably looked at this and said, oh shit, that's actually going to work on used game sales. So apparently GameStop has already started putting in Catwoman codes into their used games. They've worked out a deal with the distributor or someone.
And now we know why all those cards came blank.
Yes, right. That's where'd my code go? It went to a used game in Tacoma. So they apparently bought a huge batch of codes, I'm sure for the cheap or discounted rate, to put into their used games so they can sell them at the usual used game price of probably like $55 still.
Yeah. So I don't know, it'll be $65 because they had to pay $10 for the code to put in there.
Well, it would be, but see, now they can advertise like the used Arkham City game at GameStop has Catwoman. And if you go anywhere else, that used game will not have Catwoman. So
I think what surprises me the most is that you can already buy used copies of Arkham City.
Yeah, like what the hell, man?
you can buy used copies, Dave, please.
Well, yeah, right?
It's ridiculous. So
3 hours later, you're just like, meh. You know, what do you give me for it? $40? Sure. It's like, so you just like burn $20 in like 3 hours.
I played for like 4 hours yesterday, and I got like 2% of the game done. It's like ridiculous. Right?
Well, you're just not motivated enough, Peter. You need a dude with a drum and a whip behind you.
Right.
You need Catwoman. That's what you need. Well, you know what? I mean, it's just one of those things where it just feels really sleazy, you know, because it's obviously like GameStop.
Well, that's GameStop.
Well, yeah, that's true. Shout out to GameStop.
It's the only people that are left. So.
Their corporate headquarters is like down the street. So anyway, I love GameStop.
They're going to bust down your door.
You said bad about... Yeah, that's right. They're gonna crack my game in half and like leave.
Yeah,
they're gonna crash through the windows like SWAT team.
Oh, you pre-ordered, huh?
I did not pre-order.
Here you go, sir.
I went to a buy sell trade store that was like real grungy and smelled awful. But I walked out with the game for $7 because I had a gift card. Anyway, okay, so yeah, so that's dirty. What GameStop's doing, like circumventing this. The whole rule that's made to, like, you know, promote new game sales and discourage used game sales, they just blinked and said,
well, that's GameStop for you. I mean, the game company makes their rule how they want this to work, and GameStop is just going to do whatever the hell they want with it anyway.
So true.
Like with Deus Ex recently, when there was the code that was supposed to be included to get a free copy of the PC version when you bought one of the console versions, and GameStop was removing that from all of their copies.
Oh, wow.
Right, but that was their competitor, so, you know, at least it was still shady.
No,
you know. We don't want to advertise us, other people. They're, like, trying to be, you know, those news outlets that just pretend nobody else exists kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. I still don't think they get to go and open up the inventory and take out the coupons, so.
Of course they do. It's their inventory. Do whatever they want. They're GameStop.
Are you gonna go to the
buy sell trade store, which has like crack addicts laying on the floor? Yes. Are you gonna go to GameStop?
Yes, I did.
The last time I was in GameStop, a crack addict stopped and talked to me about Dragon Ball for 15 minutes, so I probably would go to the buy sell trade store.
That's awesome.
Crack addict laying on the floor instead. At least he'd be quiet then.
Well,
there's syringes on the floor.
You could carry a conversation about Dragon Ball for twice.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, easy.
That's. I don't know what's more amazing: the heroin addict talking to you about Dragon Ball, or the fact that they actually know about Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Is that what they watch? Is that what crack addicts watch? Dragon Ball. And which saga? Like, you know, have some decency, man.
I know he was talking about the Android saga specifically.
Okay. Wow. Nice. I think that's what's on air right now. So he apparently
Dragon Ball Kai. It's still Cell Saga, actually.
Isn't Cell essentially Android Saga?
Oh,
well,
Cell
specifically
Android
comes
saga?
After Android, doesn't it?
When it does kind of segue into one another?
Yeah. When is like the official end of one and start of the other? It's weird.
It kind of gelled together very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever's at the end of one DVD set and starts at the other.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm almost done part 6 right now. So that is the Cell Saga.
Sweet. Which is good, actually. And then Majin Buu happened.
I think we were talking about Batman.
We were. So let's get back into the game. by the way, they're making a new Dragon Ball Z fighting game next year.
They're always making a new Dragon Ball Z.
But maybe it'll be good this time. I think the last game wasn't bad. Okay, so the game itself. So Arkham City, where were we? By the way, when you crack open Arkham City, at least on 360, and you're all raring to go and ready to jump in, the first thing it does is asks you, we suggest you download the Catwoman bundle. You have a code, and 15 minutes later, after your buzz has completely worn off, you're ready to play the game. And Catwoman.
Hey, John, did you get this with your copy?
Maybe. What did you pre-order though? Isn't that like the graphic novel that's like that bridges two games? No,
it's got like several different chapters in it.
No, but I want to get that. I want to put that on. I want to get the digital version of that because I don't know.
I didn't know this was a pre-order exclusive. I think
it was for somebody. Somebody put out like a guide to all the pre-orders to this game. By the way, all the pre-order incentives for this game are ridiculous. dumb. The fact that somebody had to put out a guide of here's what you get at each store in like four countries.
When it became necessary as a trend to have fan produced guides to where to get what exclusive content, they went too far.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, we used to have to do that too for like, you know, when the Transformers movie comes out on DVD, you're like, you have to go here for this. And you go, it was so stupid for the third one. It was just like Sentinel Prime cover at Walmart. Yay.
Yeah. Then they're still doing their incentives, but it's like they're not even trying.
Yeah, it's like half of this stuff I don't want.
I like Amazon's pre-order incentive. They give you $10 towards your next purchase.
Yes.
See, now that's a pre-order incentive I can get behind universally. I pre-order this, you give me money.
Bribe me with some cold hard cash. I'll take it.
Yeah. Isn't that what Amazon did with Arkham Asylum, Arkham City 2, I think? I think it was like $20. Yeah, $20.
Mostly, actually, all of their games, if you pre-order, they'll give you something. They'll give you at least like $5 or $10.
Yeah, like store credit.
And I will pre-order from you, no problem.
Yeah, see? Cool. Okay, so the game. Game is awesome. Peter, I've only put in like, I don't know, I guess 2.5 hours into it so far. You sound like you put in quite a bit more. So, so what are your impressions of it?
Yeah, I've put in more than 2 hours. I've put in maybe like 4 or 5. I think it's really good. I like it, that in the original Arkham Asylum, there was like, you were kind of limited to what you were as Batman. Like you could, you know, you just went around, you know, a certain hospital and stuff like that and stuff and things like, and you would go in these, you know, buildings, not really much of outside, but this takes place predominantly outside. So you get to play as even more of Batman. You're like, you're gliding around, and the best part I like is you're running on rooftops. And then as you glide, you're like, oh, there's some dude. And then you just press X on the Xbox controller and he just glides and just kicks a guy in the face. And then you can just go.
You just keep running.
That's pretty cool.
It's a really good game. The Catwoman thing is like a buzzkill when you first get it. You're like, oh damn, I gotta download it. It takes forever.
Yeah,
it takes
300 megs.
It takes longer than you expect because usually like Xbox updates is like, you know, like 2-3 minutes.
And yeah,
you 10 minutes.
I'm sure the server was clogged on the release day,
and they're probably throttling it anyway just to be extra bastard.
Probably. Right.
It is weird that she's not in the game. So, I mean, those sites, that content's not in the game. I mean, it's like a download, which is a little weird when you think about it. Like, she's not in that. She's not on that disc, which is interesting, I guess.
The thing I do like, though, if you do download Catman right in the beginning, it kind of, like, ties in a little bit with the story. Like, a little bit, because there's a reason why you're saving her, like, from Harvey Dent kind of thing. It kind of explains that.
That's in the trailer, so not really a spoiler.
So for, you know, Catwoman, the playability, she's definitely fights exactly like Batman. It's very very fluid. It's very simple. Anybody can really get the combat system, which is what I really like about that. It's like it's very gameplay. You don't feel like you're getting bored or anything like that. So
yeah, it's much more diverse. The upgrade system is way more advanced.
Oh yeah,
it was in the first game.
It's so advanced to the point where I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, do I choose this one or this one? Do I wait for? Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, what would you say? I would say it's at least 5 to 7 or 8 times as many upgrades, because I mean they've busted it out by armor, by weapons or gadgets, and then I think there's one other category possibly.
Can I buy a bucket of chicken?
You can, maybe. I'm not gonna say no. It's
one's his suit, one's for his gadgets, and the other one's for his fighting.
Okay, all right,
so
that's right.
Kind of like,
and there's like, I don't know, probably like what, 30, 25 feels like, maybe things underneath each one of those categories. It's something like that. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Gotta catch them all.
That's right. Gotta keep playing. And then also, the Riddler stuff is in this game. It's a little bit different. I read that apparently Riddler is not just a, he's in the game somewhere. So unlike in the first game where it's kind of just like this added gameplay element, that apparently the Riddler is, you know, somewhere in this game, that you can take down the Riddler, whatever that means. So, I mean, it means you can do something with the Riddler. You know, I think I totally agree with you. I think it's way more diverse gameplay. I think it's way more interesting to be outside. I like the improvements that they made visually. I think it's all a little bit more slick and a little bit smoother looking. But everything is exactly the same as the first game, which I really appreciate. Yeah. So you can kind of just jump in to this game.
Yeah.
And if you played the first game recently, I mean, there's no learning curve. You just go. And if it's been a while since you played the first game, by the end of the first like action sequence or so, you've kind of got it back down. You've got it again. You know what you're doing. The Catwoman stuff is interesting. It's clearly stuff that you can skip. I think it probably helps bridge some of the motivations in the story a little bit. You get more out of her story-wise than gameplay-wise. So, I mean, she probably has more purpose. I mean, when you download it, you're probably going to get more out of the story that she adds more to the story than she does to, like, actual, like, gameplay enjoyment. Because it's kind of... The other thing that bothered me with Catwoman is that you have to level her up separately from Batman. So when so that wouldn't be too bad if each character had different pots of experience points. So if they had different caches of experience points, but they don't. They share the same bucket of experience points. So if you spend them on Catwoman and then you switch over to back to Batman, those points have been spent. You have to go level up again. You have to go collect experience points again. And that's obviously
ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
So and you have to level up Catwoman. So you can't, like, at some point her side story has become too difficult. You have to level her up somehow.
Mention they don't stop freaking bothering you that you've leveled up. They're like, "We're going to get rid of your compass and tell you that you've leveled up." It's like, "Yes. I don't want to level up." It's like, "Nope, you got to level up now." I don't want to. And it's like, sometimes I'll just be too busy paying attention to other stuff and fighting someone. And I'll look up like, where's my cup? Damn it, I leveled up. and you actually have to choose. Like, it feels like I don't know if there's a way to get around it. Like, you go in and you come back out. But it feels like they're like, oh, it's level up. It's good for you.
We highly recommend it. Because you're going to, you can't interface with the game otherwise until you do that.
Here's a question, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. You guys said that Catwoman controls very much like Batman, which I know Batman controls well, but I can't, escape the idea that, okay, Catwoman shouldn't control like a 200-pound man. But the question I want to ask is, you have to power them up separately. Are her power-ups any different from Batman's at all?
I mean, they're Catwoman-centric, so they're essentially, additional combat moves... more life. They take the, just like Arkham Asylum, they take kind of the backwards approach of the stronger armor equals more life. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's just semantics. It's just building your life bar. I mean, essentially she just kind of powers up her existing moveset. That's kind of how it works with her. She's got some gadgets, without giving it away. She has some stuff that she can use. That you add along the way. So, I mean, it really is. I mean, it feels like it's, and I assume Nightwing and Robin are going to be exactly like this. It essentially feels like it's, nothing changes when you switch over as far as like the style of play and how you play. And it's just, it just happens to be a side story with a slightly different narrative. A different character model with some quirks to her. So obviously she has the whip, which acts a lot like the grappling hook, but she can do some things as Catwoman that are slightly different than Batman. She can get to places that Batman can't. So there's some subtle differences, but at its core, you just keep playing the game. You know what I mean? As you switch back and forth, it's not, the game doesn't really like change at all, which is probably good because I would imagine if her gameplay was significantly different, it would be pretty jarring and kind of annoying to switch back and forth as the game heats up.
It would be really hard to make that work well.
When we say like she handles different, she handles exactly the same. I mean, obviously she's a little quicker. She has different move sets. Like, she's more flexible in terms of fighting and stuff like that. But Predominantly Arkham. Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. The game mainly revolves around the X button, so that's the attack button, mm-hmm. and then there's the Y button, which is the counter button. And then your attacks are different based on which direction you push the analog stick. So it depends on who you're fighting, who you're going for. So in that regard, it's the same. But you know, Catwoman has different things, like she can kind of, you know, like hang from ceilings or hang from certain ceiling mm-hmm. things like grates and stuff like that. And she's a little more flexible. She can jump a little further kind of thing. And she climbs things differently. Like Batman shoots his grappling hook and then he pulls up. Catwoman kind of. There are some differences. Enough of variety. Like button wise, it's the same, but the way they look and everything, they're definitely not the same.
I agree with
that. Okay, that's good. I was just curious about that.
And I don't know if you agree, Peter, but I think, we've kind of said this earlier a little bit, but if you don't get her as DLC, you don't feel like you're missing a ton of the game. It's not like this huge chunk of the game is gone.
Yeah, it's definitely not like essential. I mean, so far I've only played two Catwoman specific game like levels, and it's like, oh, okay. The first one you've played, John, was like 2 minutes of like her just beating the crap out of people.
And then And then there's kind of an extended one, I think, where you know you have a different objective, and you know, yada yada yada.
But it's definitely not like, I didn't feel like it was really. It kind of tied in and it kind of didn't, but I feel like if you didn't download Catwoman, you'll still get that portion of the story.
Sure.
You'll still find out what happens afterwards, but you just won't get to control her. So,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, maybe next week after we put in some more time with it, I know by next week I'll have certainly beaten the game. We can kind of follow up with just like overall thoughts on how this played out. But, you know, I've heard you can pour. I know at least one person I know has put in like over 10 hours already on the game, and they're not significantly like through the storyline. So, you know what I mean? The thing about this, the thing about this real quickly is what's good about this game is the enemies regenerate. So you can go crawling, you can go farming for XP points, you can level up, you can, you know, just kind of troll around and get and just overpower the game as you traditionally, you know, do in RPGs and in action RPGs and things like that. So that's kind of good. I mean, that's reassuring that even.
So basically, if you want to, you can just stay and screw around and not progress story.
Yeah, you can totally screw around. The best part about this game is like, there's like, oh, you know, something, you know, you need to do this. And it's like, okay, so when do I have to? You can do whatever you want.
So now you can like go to like all these sides like that.
Yeah, sort of. I wouldn't call it like an open world game per se. It feels pretty, I mean, generally speaking, it feels like a linear game. Like obviously, like you have like, you always have like an objective and it always feels like it's pretty linear. But unlike Arkham Asylum, there's way more open world elements to it. There's much more of a feeling of I can stop what I'm supposed to be doing and go over here and do something that looks cool. Like stop a crime or something like that. You know what I mean? Like with Arkham Asylum, there was a feeling of, sure, there are like some side stuff that I've got to do here and there, but it's really, really minor. And I'm essentially like on rails to like, you know, progress through the story. And this game feels like, yes, there's a very clear story happening. There's a very clear plot line that I'm kind of progressing along, but there's way more opportunities to divert and just do what I feel like. And there's way less, it feels like there's way less pressure to like keep on the main storyline like all the time.
Or like, so, Peter, you played the Spider-Man 2 game, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it compare to that in terms of like free ranging?
I don't think it's as, see, there are certain things that I had an issue with in Spider-Man 2, like that felt kind of monotonous, like deliver these pizzas.
Oh. Right.
they don't, I mean, they have those kind, like they have those side missions. Like there's this one where there's like a killer and you have to go answer these payphones in time so you can try to free these people without him murdering them and kind of that kind of stuff. So there are definitely side missions and there are main missions. So I be more variety because right now they've actually added the Riddler piece, which is also like about him catching people that he's like, I'm going to kill them if you don't get here in time or whatever. So obviously you already heard that it's already like repetitive a little bit in terms of, you're inside a prison city. So there's only, you can only capture people. It's like, oh no, I'm going to rob this bank. There is no bank. So, but I mean, it's a little different, you know, like it's not as insanely open, obviously, because it's not New York City. You can go from one side of Arkham City to the other side in like 2 minutes of gliding and grappling. So, okay. I think within that, it's probably not as huge of a, like the world is not as big.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. I haven't gotten through it yet, but hopefully the variety is just as diverse.
Yeah. I'm hopeful for that. I totally agree with that. It's like semi-open world. It feels like it's kind of like perhaps I wouldn't be surprised if the third and final one they do in this trilogy, and they've said that they're willing to make this a trilogy, is essentially like way more of an open world. Like they figure out like Gotham City or something like that, or a good chunk of Gotham City, because that's really like the only place they have left to go is to make this truly kind of, you know, open and kind of free flowing. So, you know, we'll see. By the way, the voice acting is good, but Harley feels a little off. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know how picky you are, Peter, but Harley seems a little funky, but mm-hmm. then there's Tim Daly and Batman.
Kevin Conroy.
And Mark Hamill.
And Mark Hamill. I'm thinking Superman.
Yeah.
They're good. I mean, they're kind of the same as always.
Yeah, but Kevin the dialogue Conroy, is cheesy as hell.
It's very cheesy. It's cheesy.
It's not a good thing.
It's got some odd swearing moments in it to make it gritty.
Yeah, very odd, yeah. And it's like, today is not a good day to mess with me. Really? You're Batman. What days are good to mess with?
It's like you're the goddamn Batman.
Yeah. You know? It's like every day.
Don't talk.
See, that's why it's not a good day to mess with him, because Frank Miller is writing him today.
Yes. So, hey, did any of you guys see the to wrap it up, yes, we'll talk about this probably a little bit more next week when we put in some more time. Real quickly to wrap up the show. Have any of you guys seen Year One yet? Isn't that Alan?
I'm going to in the next couple of days. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Okay. Okay, you'll have to give us your thoughts on that maybe next week when we follow up. I'm just interested.
Okay.
I'm interested, XV. I'm interested. I can't imagine that's going to be like a pulse pounding, or it's going to be odd to see that in animated form. I know they're also making Dark Knight Returns as a direct to DVD or whatever they call it these days movie. I don't know.
It's going to be tricky.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to. I hope it's not like essentially like an animated comic. You know how they do like Marvel does like the animated
comics? Those motion comics or something?
Because isn't that what that's going to be? Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to do that? Anyway, I digress. Good talk, guys. Good talk. So, yes, that is New Soundwave 101. And next week, we'll talk a little bit more about Arkham City, see where we stand on the game 1 week in. And then we'll bring you the latest in video game news, as always. Until then, for the crew, for Rob, for XV, for Peter, AKK, Weebum, for myself, John DeLuda, and for the captain at the helm, the here and there, now and then, JD Church, I'm John DeLuda. We will see you next week.
Let's go! Choo-choo-choo, sing with us. Choo-choo-choo, sing with us. Sing with us all at once. Sing with us heart to heart. What is heart? We got heart. What is all about? Take it low. Bow, bow, bow.
2.
This is a spell I use in my garden, Your Highness. Watch.
Wonderful! It's getting bigger!
Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production.